Hello everyone, this is Play On Gamer, episode 6. On today's episode, we'll be looking back at Play On Gamer episode 2. The topic for that episode was the censorship of agony. So there are new details about the further censorship of agony, including the ban of the PC patch that will bring the game's rating from a M to an adults only rating. So it turns out this is not the case, and going forward, all platforms that will receive a version of Agony will be censored. Okay, so let's get right into the news. The intro for this episode was recorded last week. Actually, it was recorded, it was originally supposed to be recorded in entirety the day before the release of Agony. So, on that day, May 28th, 2018, we got news from, not only MadMind Studios, but the CEO of MadMind Studios about the censorship removal patch, which is not happening. It's a big shocker. Day before the game's release, we get a news report saying that the censorship removal patch for the PC version is not happening. We also get news behind legal reasons why the studio can't release the patch. The game would be banned instantly, and the studio would have to be closed. So, you know, it turns out even if you do everything right, it's still seen as wrong in other people's eyes. You know, MadMind Studios did everything right beforehand with going forth in conducting the interviews with the various game rating associations around the world. You got the ESRB. Ruling the North American region, Canada, in the U.S. You got PEGI for the U.K. So, you know, they went about everything right. Originally, they were hoping that what they put in the game would result in an M rating. That didn't turn out to be the case. They were given an AO rating by the ESRB. And if you listen to episode 2 of Play On Gamer, you understand why any game given a rating above the M rating, and I'm referring to the ESRB rating for North America, is instantly blackballed at all levels. Manufacturers won't allow your game onto their systems. Retail stores won't allow the game to be stocked. Your stock and sold to customers. Your game won't be available on the digital marketplace for download. It's basically, it's a dead project if you get that AO rating. Now, MadMind Studios wanted to do everything right for the Kickstarter backers who supported the original idea of the game. So, you know, they really wanted to get the censorship patch out on the only platform they could get it on, which was the PC. Now, but you know what? There's good news in all of this. The game is released. And, you know, it turns out that even though the game is censored, it's really not that much to worry about. According to the MadMind Studio CEO, the censorship in Agony is about 20 seconds in two of the endings plus some small things that can be found after finishing the game. So it's 20 seconds of content in scenes that will be modified. But, you know, it really doesn't affect the overall game, but it still would be interesting to see the game in its original intention. So, in a statement released by recently by MadMind Studios, this was posted on their Kickstarter page. Update 76, sorry, Update 79, the Censorship in Agony Final Statement. I'll read this in verbatim, meaning in the same words that were used originally. But, you know, due to my knowing of the English language, you might hear some corrections due to the English in writing. But anyways, it says, Dear Agony fans, after many consultations and hard work full of trials and errors, we have two pieces of news for you. Firstly, we have managed to include a lot of things that we originally wanted to provide in the patch in the final game. It has been accepted by PEGI and other ratings companies. The censorship now only affects several seconds from two endings out of seven and some scenes that may be unlocked only after you finish the game. So this is pretty interesting. On the day before the game's release, a recent post on the game's Discord page by the MadMind Studio CEO, he said that the censorship in Agony is about 20 seconds in two of the endings, plus some small things that can be found after finishing the game. But according to the to what the company says as a whole in their final statement posted on their Kickstarter page, the censorship only affects several seconds endings out of seven. So I'm kind of confused on, you know, what is correct, what is not correct. It seems like the CEO and the studio are not on, they're not on terms, you know, obviously something is wrong in how many seconds of censorship the game will be affected from. Okay, getting back into the final statement released by MadMind Studios on their Kickstarter page. It says, we will be able to show them to you in a video that we're planning to release soon. That's actually a reason why I hold off recording the episode in full. I had to go and see this video which showed the uncensored scenes in the game. Now, none of the scenes you have seen in the trailers and other promotional materials have been censored at all, and the game will feature on all those platforms. And it goes on to say that, this is the content that has been left in the game. There is gore, brutal sex scenes, there's lesbian and gay sex scenes, genital physics, eye gouging, heart plucking, children's heads exploding, setting fire to demons, intense violence, strong language, and drugs. So even though 20 seconds has been cut out of the game, there's still a lot of mature and sexual content in this game. Secondly, due to legal issues, we are not going to be able to release the adult-only patch. However, that content does not affect the game in any significant way because the deleted material that was supposed to be added in the latest release of the patch is from two endings out of seven and some scenes that may be unlocked only after the end of the game. We're going to publish a comparison video on May 30th, 2018, so you'll not miss on anything. So I originally had a tiny URL link to give to you guys, but it turns out that link has been uploaded to a video sharing website that rejected the video after complaints. It's like this video showing the content that was cut from the game is very graphic in detail. Like, I believe it's four scenes. I think the video is like 12 minutes long or 7 minutes long, and one of the scenes is an actual rape scene, which it looked pretty brutal. Another scene, which was a head scratcher, showed butt physics in a female digital character, which is amazing. You know, they're not allowed to show butt physics, but genital physics is allowed. It's really, really weird. Okay, finishing off the official statement made by Madmind Studios, it says, please bear in mind that leaving this content uncensored would result in the game being banned and us, Madmind Studios, being sued. That would simply lead to the studio being closed. Obviously, we don't want this to happen and we hope that you understand it. Agony is still the game we have planned all along and we are very proud of what we have achieved. That's the Madmind Studios official statement made by on their Kickstarter page. As for the CEO comments, they're basically in line with the final statement the company has made, but I can go ahead and read what the Madmind Studios CEO said on the company's Discord page for Agony. He made 4 points. Point number one, he said, all the games you have seen, even those high budget production, brutal, sick, are censored in rating and rated. We are just the only developers who were honest about this, and it was clearly a mistake. So, number two, he probably was talking about games like Mortal Kombat. Number two, he says the patch was supposed to be available to you on the day of the premiere. Everything was ready. Unfortunately, later we received clear messages that the release of this patch would equal the ban of the game and the closing of Madmind Studios. Third point, censorship in Agony is about 20 seconds and 2 endings, so, plus some small things that can be found after finishing the game. And number four, he says, this is directed to the fans, writing that, quote, I will not buy the game through censorship, end quote. This is, of course, your choice, but we are not guilty of what happened. We are in this fight on your side. Okay, so, you know, that's the comments made by the CEO of Madmind Studios. And, you know, with that, that brings the end to the censorship of Agony that has been looked upon here on Play On Gamer. So, you know, if you'd like, remember the video is not safe to work. I think the easiest way you can find this game, just go to Google and write Agony. Let's see, what would you write? Agony comparison video, something simple like that. Just write Agony comparison video. You should be able to find it on maybe not on a YouTube link, maybe something like Daily Motion, which kind of is more relaxed on their video content. Remember, this is a not safe for work video, so don't watch it at work. Okay, so as for the game itself, I think I'll be picking up Agony this week. So expect a review in the future on a future episode of Play On Gamer. Agony is now available on PlayStation 4, Xbox One, and PC. The game will release on June 8th for the PS4 and Xbox One in Australia. It turns out, I don't think Australia is getting a PC release. Probably it's they're avoiding the PC release due to this censorship patch and due to, how would you say, people, if they release a PC port, people might be able to hear the game to bring back the censored content, because they're not actually cutting out the content. What they're doing is, for those certain scenes, they're modifying the camera. So it may be the reason why the game's not released in Australia. Maybe it's due to reprogramming issues, but the same thing could be said for North America. Anywho, so I believe this is the final statement on Agony. I think this is the final news report on Agony, but if any news report comes in, it'll be reported here on Play On Gamer. Okay, so that brings an end to Play On Gamer, Episode 6. We are live on Google HomePad. That doesn't make any sense. We're available on the HomePad, which is from Apple, and Google Home, which is from Google. both voice activated devices. And we're also available on Apple Podcasts and Google Home Play and also on a variety of other podcast platforms. Just plug in Play On Gamer into your podcast reader. You should be able to find us. Okay, see you later.